more than this. When you tell me that a woman is visiting the grave of her college friend and she's trying not to get irritated at the man in the red truck who keeps walking back and forth and dropping tools as he listens to a football game on the truck radio, which is much too loud, I start to feel as though I know where this story is going, so I say, stop. You're going to make me cry. How sad the world is. When young men died in the mud of Flanders, the headmaster called their brothers out of the classroom one by one, but when the older brothers began to die by the hundreds every day, they simply handed the child a note as he did his lessons, and of course the boy wouldn't cry in front of the others, though at night the halls were filled with the sound of schoolboys sobbing for the dead, young men only slightly older than themselves. Yet the world's beauty breaks our hearts as well. The old cowboy is riding along, and he looks down at his dog, and he realizes she died a long time ago, and that his horse did as well, and this makes him wonder if he is dead, too, and as he's thinking this, he comes to a big shiny gate that opens onto a golden highway, and there's a man in a robe and white wings, and when the cowboy asks him what place this is, the man tells him it's heaven and invites him in, though he says animals aren't allowed. So the cowboy keeps going till he comes to an old rusty gate with a road full of weeds and potholes on the other side and a guy on a tractor. And the guy wipes his brow and says, you three must be thirsty. Come in and get a drink. And the cowboy says, okay, but what is this place? And the guy says, it's heaven. And the cowboy says, then what's that place down the road with the shiny gate and the golden highway? And when the guy says, oh, that's hell, the cowboy says, doesn't it make you mad that they're pretending to be you? And the guy in the tractor says, no. We like it that they screen out the folks who desert their friends. You tell me your friend can't take it anymore, and she turns to confront the man who's making all the noise, to beg him to leave her alone with her grief. And that's when she sees that he's been putting up a Christmas tree on his son's grave, and that he's grieving too, but in his own way, one that isn't better or worse than the woman's, just different, the kind of grief that says, the world is so beautiful that it will give you no peace.